What's next for Cuba and the Cuban people after the death of Fidel Castro? It's a question that's being debated and considered in world capitals to the cafes of Havana and Miami. Dr. Elise Andaya is an associate professor of anthropology at the University of Albany who has spent a good deal of time doing research in Cuba. She says the Fidel Castro era actually ended 10 years ago when his brother Raul assumed power.
Fidel Castro has really not been a significant power holder since about 2006. And so I think on the island, the running of power, the political system will remain largely the same. What I do think may be a possibility, and that is a maybe, is that the passing of Fidel ends an era. He was such a symbolic figure of the revolution, and it perhaps will create an aperture to continue the normalization of U.S.-Cuban relations without the kind of his overpowering presence being part of the negotiation. So in that sense, it may have an effect. But no, Cuba, I expect to continue its political system more or less the same.
What is the difference between the brothers Raul and Fidel? Is Raul more of a moderate toward the West, or does he share some of his brother's hardline communist and Marxist beliefs?
Yes, I think I would call Raul a pragmatist, overall a pragmatist. He came out of the military and had very little public presence, and so very little was sort of known about what he would be like before he came to power. And what has proved to be the case is that he has really been very pragmatic in his decisions. He's maintained his commitment to socialist principles of political power and commitments to egalitarianism, education, healthcare, but has definitely moved the economy towards a more of a Chinese-style market socialism, opening up a lot of different areas for private investment, entrepreneurship, trying to move people out of off the ration book and out of state employment. So he's really proved to be a pragmatist in terms of economic relations.
Raul Castro is 85. Certainly his tenure will be limited at that age. What happens after Raul Castro, do you think?
Well, he is scheduled to step down and has affirmed his commitment to step down in 2018, at which point elections will be held. At the moment, it's unclear who will be put forward to power. There will be an election, but likely there will be one or two candidates who are sort of groomed for that position. And right now, that's a little unclear. I think we will continue to watch over the next couple of years to see who that person may be.
Many Cubans, in fact, most Cubans, I would think, don't remember the revolution, which occurred some 60 years ago, almost. What do the young Cubans think of their current state of Cuba, those who have no recollection of the revolution?
Yeah, I think that this is a fraught moment for Cuba, the revolution and the reproduction of the revolution in Cuba, because it's true that the young people do not remember the revolution. They don't know many of the reasons why their parents and grandparents fought for the revolution, such as stark inequalities of wealth and power. And they have grown up knowing many of the benefits of the revolution, like education and healthcare. And so what they feel most strongly is the lack of economic opportunity, that especially since the fall of the Soviet Union in the beginning in 89 and continuing through the 90s, that there has been extreme poverty for many. They see that there's not much economic future, and many of them are really looking for ways to leave the island. So this is one of the real challenges for the revolution, is the degree to which its young people will stay committed to the island and to the principles that Fidel Castro and the revolutionaries really put forward.
Once a longtime leader under most communist governments dies, there is sometimes a reconsideration within that nation of the man's legacy, the man's power. Do you see that with Fidel Castro coming up in coming years?
I think that regardless, emotions in Cuba are mixed anyway. I think the vast majority of people feel very moved by this, regardless of what they felt for him personally. He has been such a profound influence in their lives, and they respect much of what he has accomplished. That being said, as you pointed out earlier, many of the young people, since he has not been in power for the last 10 years or so, see very little difference. They see no impact on their lives. I don't see a great reevaluating of his influence because I think he has been so respected, regardless of what you think about his political leanings, as somebody who has really accomplished a lot and really defended Cuba's sovereignty in the region.
Dr. Elise Andaya is an associate professor of anthropology at the University at Albany who has spent a good deal of time doing research in Cuba.